Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. It's a pretty good day today.
It is really a good day.
Yeah.
It's the last day of the year as well.
The Stampede won yesterday, didn't they?
They did win!
Yeah.
Woo, way to go, Stampede.
Yeah. And what shirt are you wearing today?
The Viking shirt.
Yeah. Someone does not have their priorities in order.
That's not true. It wasn't me. I was playing a good hostess. I was paying attention on my phone to the score the whole time. My sister's in town. She wanted to go to the game.
That sounds like a sister problem. Not a you problem.
I had to take her.
No, you didn't.
Really?
She knows how to drive.
Okay.
You could have loaned her your van.
Alrighty. And then, how would have I gone anywhere?
Who cares? You're watching the Vikings game.
I was watching the score the whole time on my phone.
Okay.
If I had a choice, I would have been at the Vikings game. I was going to purchase tickets, but they were too expensive. And somebody I know could have went to the Vikings game, had tickets available for free. It didn't go. Who is that somebody I know? He's sitting in the room with me.
About.
He's sitting in the room with me, and there's only me and you in here.
Okay. Yes, this is true, but...
Oh, my gosh. Don't even give me crap. Who's the fan?
I got the phone call about him. Actually, it was a text message to my wife, a friend of my wife's.
Mm-hmm.
Sent a text message at 9.05 a.m. yesterday.
Okay, I would have went.
I was laying in bed. The game was starting 6 hours and 20 minutes later.
I would have went.
So I would have had about an hour to find someone to go, get their ass to my car, and then get in the car and drive to Minneapolis and try to find parking before a sold-out Packers-Vikings game.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not there before kickoff, I just don't even care.
I would have went.
I would have ducked into a sports bar and said, the hell with it.
I still would have went. I actually looked on Saturday to try to buy tickets, and the cheapest I could find was $220, and they were nosebleeds. Some of them were going for over $800.
Mine would have been free.
Yeah, and you didn't go!
Because the person giving them away got them as a Christmas gift, so.
Who's the fan?
Hey, I watched the game.
I was paying attention to the score the whole time. I was checking in.
You were at a hockey game that wasn't even played in Minnesota.
The NHL isn't even playing right now.
Well, I know, but still.
They're on strike or something.
I'm impressed that you even know that.
I know, right?
Why do you know that?
I don't know. Somebody told me a while ago that they weren't playing right now. I think it was my first hockey game I went to this year.
Uh-huh.
I think my friend Aaron told me that.
Anyway, it was
a good day. Let's win this game. Vikings, honor your name.
I love that they don't play this cheesy old school fight song when they score touchdowns. They do eventually afterwards.
They do too.
Not immediately.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They play Blur song 2 right after the explosion goes off.
They don't play that one?
They play that after they play Blur.
Oh. Because I'm pretty sure I've heard this one at both games.
They play it, but they don't play it right away.
Okay.
They play this as soon as the Vikings score and the bomb goes off.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah.
That's what they play.
That's right.
Viking fan.
And then they play that. But they usually play that directly after because...
They play that after the extra
point. The cheerleaders run in with their flags with
the Vikings. Yeah, that's what they do. That's while they're waiting for the kickoff and they're in commercial and all that, Because you can always hear that over on the TV right after a score.
Oh.
I did find it funny yesterday, though, that they were a little premature. We had a premature explosion yesterday in the Metrodome.
Oops.
Yeah. I believe it was Michael Jenkins dropped a touchdown pass. It was a tough catch. It was diving.
Okay.
He had it, and when he hit the ground, he lost it.
Oh.
I'm not blaming him. It was a tough catch.
Okay.
But as soon as he hit the ground, boom! The explosions went off.
Somebody got a little excited.
Someone got a little excited with their finger on the button.
That's awesome.
Trigger discipline, people. Trigger discipline.
Count to three after the touchdown.
Wait until the official signals touchdown, then you can push your button.
One, two, three, boom.
The first time I went to a Vikings game, I was in the upper deck, but I was on in that end of the field when the first touchdown happened.
Did it scare you?
It did. I mean, I knew it happened, but I hadn't been there when it happened. Right. And it's a lot louder in person than you think it is.
It is.
And it went, and it was about head high where the little firework goes off.
Yeah.
Was about eye level with where we were sitting.
It's weird how fireworks go off inside a building.
Yeah. And boom! I was like, yeah!
It is rather loud. I'm pretty sure I jumped too.
Yeah. Anyway, so
Skull!
Adrian Peterson came 9 yards short of breaking a very, well, not very old record, but a pretty old record that's been standing for a long time.
Isn't that such a bummer? He was so close.
And, like, his reaction after the game was like, I was 9 yards away? They interviewed him on the field right after the game. Pam Oliver's on there on Fox. She's like, how does it feel to come so close? You were 9 yards away. And he looks at her and he's like, I was 9 yards away?
So you didn't even know.
Well, you're not keeping track of your stats during a game. You know?
I suppose.
It's not like baseball where you know you're 3 for 4 or whatever. Right, you know. Right. I mean, you run for 199 yards. You're not going to have the whole tally.
He's amazing. The most common terminology I heard yesterday regarding AP was he's a beast.
Yeah, yeah. He's.
He is.
He is one of those very, very special players that doesn't come around very often.
Gotta love him. So glad he's a Viking.
And the thing was, I was seeing on Twitter and Facebook people who are anti-Viking fans
were
rooting for him to break the record.
Oh, yeah. Cheering him on. I mean,
and those are reasonable sports fans who don't hate Adrian Peterson. Why? Because he plays for the team I hate and he's really good. That's a dumb reason to not like somebody.
It is, really.
I mean, I enjoyed watching Favre play when he wasn't playing against the Vikings.
Right.
I just liked him as a player. I hated him when he was playing against the Vikings, but outside of that, I enjoyed watching him. And I just find it comical when certain people who work in this building, after Favre became a Viking, only referred to him as the quarterback. Yeah, the quarterback did a good job. Anyway. There is other big news this morning besides the Vikings making the playoffs.
No, there's not.
And, by the way,
do we have to play the Packers again though?
Yes.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Yeah. I knew if they won, they would end up playing Green Bay because that would make Green Bay the 3 seed and the Vikings would be the bottom seed. And so wildcard weekend, that means the 3 seed plays the 6 seed.
So I have to play them again. So that should be interesting.
In Lambeau for the 3rd time this year.
That's ridiculous.
And the game was close in Lambeau. Adrian went for 210. So, let's just say even when they know he's getting the ball, they still can't stop him.
Right.
So, it'll be an interesting one next weekend. I'm not sure if they play Saturday or Sunday. I haven't seen that yet, but
I don't know. There's a really nice picture, though, in the paper that says playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs? Yeah, Shane Walsh, they pulled the old timeout before the final kick to win the game, which I hate. It's so stupid. All you do is give the kicker a warm-up. But then he drills the first one right down the middle that didn't count. And the second one, I'm like... it was only inside the upright by about 2 feet. I was like... Of course, when it's like 100 yards away, it's right down the middle.
But. Yeah, they play on Saturday.
They do play
NBC
Saturday
at 7 p.m.
Ooh, yeah, we get Al Michaels. Sweet. No more Joe Buck. God, I hate Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. They drive me nuts. Anyway, there is other news this morning.
Aww.
That, and it just shows that maybe the Mayans were right. We may be nearing the apocalypse. Kim Kardashian is pregnant.
Uh-oh.
Is the father A, Kanye West, B, Reggie Bush, or C, Other?
Other!
No, Kanye is the baby daddy. He even called her his baby mama.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't. Who does
that?
He
was doing a concert and he told everybody, hey, congratulate my baby mama.
I would be so mad if my man called me baby mama.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if you broke up or whatever, and then you refer to it in, you know, not a nice term. a baby mama, but to actually use it as something nice, it's just not right. It's weird.
Yeah, so she's due in, let's see. Oh, it didn't say when she's due, but I thought it. I saw a date, and I thought it was her due date, but no, they haven't.
I remember them wanting to get her knocked up.
Yeah, I think it's for the show. I don't think it's for, you know, because they're so in love.
Maybe. Maybe they want to have a baby together.
Have you listened to Kanye West music? I think he's been fairly careful on that front.
Mm.
I don't know. Anyway, today is the greatest day I've ever known. We will find out why coming up after some news next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 621. It's going to be cold today. 15 for a daytime high, even though it's warmer than that right now. 19. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I probably shouldn't be making any New Year's resolutions this year, mainly because I'm still working on the ones from last year.
Okay, button. My New Year's resolution is to get my buttons to all work the way they're supposed to.
Hot 104.7.
Today is December 31st, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because the Olympian that everybody fell in love with this year, Gabby Douglas, is 17. Joe McIntyre is 40 today. You know who that is?
Joe McIntyre from New Kids on the Block?
Yeah, okay. I was going to say. How do you not know who little Joey McIntyre is?
I know who it is.
Val Kilmer is 53 today.
I'm your huckleberry.
Ben Kingsley, 69. Sir Anthony Hopkins is 75. I guess Ben Kingsley is a sir, too.
Oh.
They got knighted over in England.
Rock
some
on.
Goofy thing they do with a sword over there. Also not the greatest day I have ever known, because on this day in 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed an enabling act paving the way for Virginia's western counties to become the state of West Virginia. That took place in June a year later. 1775, during the Revolutionary War, the British repulsed an attack by the Continental Army, Generals Richard Montgomery and Benedict Arnold. At Quebec, Montgomery was killed. Benedict Arnold, he kind of like ran away. Traitor. 1879, Thomas Edison first publicly demonstrated his electric incandescent light in Menlo Park, New Jersey.
Hmm.
New Jerseyans then used it to make themselves orange. 1946, President Harry S. Truman officially proclaimed the end of hostilities in World War II. 1972, sad day in baseball history, Roberto Clemente was killed in a plane crash while taking relief supplies to earthquake-devastated Nicaragua. 1985, Ricky Nelson and six other people were killed when fire broke out aboard a DC-3 plane that was taking a group to a New Year's Eve performance in Dallas. But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it is the 35th birthday. This guy is 35. I had no idea he was that old. Of a music legend, an icon, that 1 year ago you had never heard of.
Okay.
You had no idea who he was. A year ago.
Me or everybody?
No one did.
Okay.
No. Well, maybe in South Korea they did.
Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style. Yeah, he's 35.
Wow, he looks older.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't think he looked that old.
Six and eight. Yeah, you should look. Have you looked at him?
Yeah, I didn't think he looked 35. I thought he looked like he was close to 30.
Oh, I think he looks older than that.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Psy is 35 today, and that is why today, December 31st, is... Dirt.
The list has came out, the highest selling artist worldwide of 2012. I've got that coming up in the dirt.
New music. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 638. 15 for a high today. It's 19 now. It's going to get cold. Yeah, the deer season reopened if you didn't fill your doe tag.
Oh, yeah.
And I could have gone on Saturday morning. I chose not to because it was 4 below.
A little chilly.
And tomorrow was the other day I was thinking about going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be in the neighborhood of 6 below.
Fantastic.
So I guess I'm not getting a deer this year. There is a condition that we now have, thanks to all of our technology. And the symptoms of it, basically, the biggest thing is memory loss. You know, you have a forgetful moment. You can't remember your PIN number.
Mm.
Or what's the name of that movie you really like?
Yeah.
Why did I just walk in the kitchen?
I hate that.
Busy lifestyle syndrome.
I think I have that.
According to doctors at CPS Research in Glasgow, Scotland, the syndrome is caused by the hectic lives that we all live, in addition to being bombarded with information overload from mobile phones, TV, radio, and internet. We believe there are widespread signs of the problem. Our attention spans and concentration levels are going down. It's getting to be common, affecting people at younger ages. As a result of the clinical trials, drug companies are creating or looking to create memory pills to boost our memory.
Really?
Yeah.
I could use those.
Now, it also goes into the difference between having this, busy life syndrome and then actually having something more serious going on like dementia or Alzheimer's.
Right.
Or whatever. Okay, you don't have to get too worried if you have any of the following. Forgetting what you walked into a room for.
I do that all the time.
I did it yesterday. I went down into the basement and I'm like, what the hell am I doing down here? Oh yeah, scotch tape. Taking several minutes to recall where you parked your car.
That I don't usually have trouble with.
I don't if I'm going to like a big box store. When I go to the mall, sometimes I forget which door I walked in.
Oh, I always park in the same vicinity. So
yeah, but I go to the mall like once a year. So
I go there twice a week.
Yeah. If you're putting things down and unable to find them shortly afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Our son is causing a lot of headaches with his milk glass, his sippy cup. If he picks it up, it will disappear. We had Christmas at my mom and dad's on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we couldn't find his glass. And luckily, Jackie saw what had happened. She came, or it wasn't Jackie, it was one of my nieces or nephews, and said, Rockley threw his milk glass down the laundry chute. Now, my dad covered up the laundry chute when he sheetrocked the basement. The chute doesn't go all the way to the basement anymore.
Uh-oh.
So luckily it was just within arm's reach. I could barely fit my arm down the hole and get a hold of it and pull it out.
Oh, that could have been bad.
And then he lost it again later.
If it would have been left down there, the smell.
Oh, yeah. That just gave me a great idea for a prank next time my folks decide to have a little fun with us when we're out of town. I know what the revenge will be. Or a milk glass and a dirty diaper.
Ooh.
In the laundry chute.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, my mom wakes up at 5 a.m., so she's probably listening right now.
Probably.
Briefly forgetting the word for something, like that thingamabob moment.
I do that all the time.
That thing that you do the thing with, it's called a hairdryer. That's what I was talking about. So, yeah, busy life syndrome or busy lifestyle syndrome is now what we all have.
I have that.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad we have another condition to diagnose ourselves with. That'll be on WebMD very soon.
I was just going to ask you that.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for a lifestyle. Ryan Seacrest has a New Year's resolution.
Oh, boy.
And all soon-to-be married guys should have one. I don't think he's engaged yet, but I did the same thing, though, when I was getting close to getting married as his New Year's resolution. I'll tell you what that is okay. Coming up. Hang on. How about a 4.7? Andy and Mel, 651. We're going to top out at 15 today. It's 19 now. I know that sounds kind of dumb, but temp's going to start falling, like cold front blowing through, making colder during day.
Okay, caveman.
I don't know why I did that.
Making colder during day. Okay.
Could talk? Wish I can. Just do an entire show like Yoda. All right. So, Ryan Seacrest, his New Year's resolution is to learn to dance
Okay.
I did the same thing.
You took lessons?
Crystal and I, before we got married, took dance lessons.
I think that's a good idea.
And I was not against, you'd probably think I was totally 100% against it. I was not.
Okay.
It sounded like fun. You know,
I think every guy should know how to dance.
I don't like going down on a dance floor to nightclub and going, nts, 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 nts. That's not me. Never going to look cool doing it. Why bother doing it?
No, you're not.
I'm married. I have no reason to do it now. There is no reason for me to be on a dance floor to nightclub. Zero. Can you think of one good reason?
For a video.
Where I'm the subject of mocking and ridicule. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Then yes.
But no, it was like we learned like salsa and ballroom dancing and all kinds of stuff. And
fun.
Then, and, you know, the whole idea was to look like we knew what we were doing on our wedding day.
Yeah.
We went back to the old teeter tottering back and forth like you did in seventh grade. Although we did have the one hand up.
Oh, good
that was,
job.
Yeah, we did do one hand up.
Good job.
We didn't just, you know, hands at the hips and the waist.
Oh,
and
so it wasn't
and
like
forth.
Junior high?
No, it wasn't quite that bad. It was close. But
I don't know. I think it's always impressive. The guy knows how to dance.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't really remember anything that we learned in the class.
You don't remember anything?
I think I remember the box step.
Okay.
That's about it.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, but why would I have known that without having been trained in it?
Well, that's true. That's true.
You know, when I lived in Denver, there was this...
Can you waltz?
No. I think we learned how to do it in that class.
Probably the easiest one because it goes waltz, two, three, waltz, two, three.
When I lived in Denver, there was this huge cowboy bar called the Grizzly Rose.
Nice.
Garth Brooks even drops it in a song, or name drops it. And this, the girlfriend of a friend of mine was like, come on, I'm going to show you how to two-step. And I'm like, okay.
Uh-oh.
And,
how many times did you step on her feet?
I didn't.
Oh.
Isn't two-stepping the one where you're side-by-side going around in a circle?
You can be side-by-side.
That's how we were doing it.
Okay. It goes quick, quick, slow,
yeah, that
slow.
Was the one.
Quick, quick, slow, slow.
But I thought she was saying click.
Oh, quick, quick.
So I was trying to click my heels together.
Like Dorothy?
Slow, slow.
There's no click, place.
Click. And
like,
she's like, why are you jumping? You said click, click, slow. She goes, no, you idiot. I said quick, quick.
Quick, quick, slow, slow.
As in fast.
Yeah.
Slow, slow, fast, fast, slow. I was like, well, if you'd have said fast, I would have understood. But quick and click kind of sound the same in a loud bar. So then I got it figured out, kind of. Anyway, a wonderful day yesterday for Vikings fans. Not so much for Packer fans. Got all that next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.